Hey, it's Reed Florine here, and I'm with my friend Tim Ellis. Tim, are you online?
I'm here.
Awesome. So, for the people that are listening, they might not know how you got started. How did you get started with internet marketing?
Actually, I got started with internet marketing back in the dinosaur age, back in 1999. With that there was you know it was actually there was a, I can't think of the promotion now, but it was something where you was giving away some type of contest for I can't think of it now, but anyway, it was giving away free stuff. And basically, when the people got they when they when they got the free stuff, they would get a like a, it was like the virgin age of email marketing. They would get a free product, and then you would email them, and you would upsell them another product. It was great for a while, you know, because you know, but back then we didn't know what we were doing, and it was so easy. Back then, you could build a website. And within 24 hours, that website would be on the front of the search engine. So you didn't. It was just easy to make money then. The mistake that I made back then is that I didn't look at internet marketing as a business. I looked at it as, you know, just how to make money. And those guys who looked at it as a business are, you know, still around. They kind of pushed people like me out of the business. It wasn't until about 2008 I started looking at this as a business, and I started creating my online business actually around 2008. But that's how I started back in 1999, giving away products, and then you would get an email to upsell you on other products. But it was, like I said, it was the Wild Wild West back then, brother. But I learned a lot of hard lessons. I lost a lot of money until I didn't really start. Actually, like I said, I really started making money and started looking at this as a business. And I trusted a lot of people on my list and a lot of people that I coach is you have to look at this as a business and not a get rich scheme or a make money online thing.
You definitely do. I mean, I was marketing online back then as well. I remember, All Advantage and Six Figure Income and all those types of things were pretty big at that time frame. And I too treated it like a hobby and not a real business. And didn't really know what was going to happen. And then with that dot-com crash, I think we all kind of panicked, and a lot of us just kind of went running towards other stuff. So, I definitely feel you on that.
That is for sure.
So, since 2008, what all have you been doing online?
I started concentrating on AdSense in 2008. I started building a small army of AdSense sites. And a lot of people who probably know me is the Amazon, the Google Sniper site guy, because I had a product that I released this past summer that sold almost 2,000 copies on
Nice.
War Forum and then offside. I've sold it outside of the War Forum as well. It's only like 2,000 copies. And I made a lot of people rich. Amazon is a good niche to get into, but a lot of people, they have that mindset that, you could just build one page with Amazon and just, let that website just go out and make you a lot of money. But it doesn't work that way anymore, especially since the new updates. So what I was doing in 2008 was kind of I would build it'd be like three pages or whatever. I mean, it worked, but like everything in the market, when everybody starts doing it and start making money with it, Google starts to crack down on it. So I readjusted that a lot last year and started teaching people how to build Amazon authority sites, and that's basically what the product that I released in May was is how to build a website and then add good content, because there's no real secret to rank your website with Google. Just build good content, and you'll rank. And you don't have to worry about the panda updates and all those updates. Just build quality content, and build links naturally, and you'll do good. We will do well with AdSense. So I did that in 2008. I started building Amazon sites in 2009. 2009, and I was, I did like most people do. They followed the cookie cutter approach to Amazon. You get one of those fancy Amazon themes, and then you put up a bunch of affiliate ads, and then just pray and hope. And I wasn't making any money until about 2000 and 2000, maybe a year and a half ago, around the first part of 2011 is when I started doing changing that method around and started taking a cue from Angie's List. Angie's List, which is like a review site of different people, merchants, whatever. The way the AngelList works so well is because people are there to suggest, not to sell you anything, to sell you on a customer or service. They're just basically giving you a suggestion, and that's what I took a cue from that, and I changed my whole concept of how I approach Amazon. Instead of building those cookie cutter Amazon sites, I started building Amazon suggestion sites, where it's not where I'm trying to sell you anything, and it doesn't look like an affiliate, because people are smart in 2012. They're smart. They can tell an affiliate site from a suggestion site or a review site. So what I did was took the approach of building a site where like you're suggesting to someone about a product and not trying to sell them, because if people think you're trying to sell you something, they're going to run from you. They're totally going to run from you.
Sure.
So that's what I did. I started building suggestion sites. I don't even call them Amazon sites. I call them suggestion sites pretty much. And when I started doing it, I noticed that my sales started picking up a lot. And I also I added one more secret tip that I did that I see a lot of Amazon people don't do. When I did, I think I started converting at about 30-40%, brother. And
wow.
That's 30-40% by just one tip and turning my Amazon sites into suggestion sites and not the run of the mill Amazon sites where, you know, you just got a whole bunch of banner ads, you have the picture of the product, you know, and it looks spammy. It looks like, you know, it looks like a casino or something. To me, I feel like it looks like most of those Amazons are like casinos with the lights blinking and stuff. And
yeah, you can spot those a mile away when you see them.
Run from that crap. They don't want to see that. People want to go to a website that looks like a blog. It's like a concerned citizen who had who actually used the product and who suggested, you know, hey, this product is great. This product, stay away from this product. People trust you more when you show. That's one thing. Matter of fact, I'm releasing a product on the this Wednesday. I believe that what's this Wednesday is the what's today?
17th.
17th, yeah, the 17th. I'm sorry, I've been busy trying to get this product together, brother. And that's what I go into. I'm teaching people how to build these sites, but how to connect to your customer, because a lot of people buy things when they feel like you're connecting with them. And the way you feel like you're connecting with them when you can spot emotional triggers inside them when they're looking for a certain product. If you put an emotional trigger on your website that they can relate to, then 9 times out of 10 they'll buy from it. And that's the biggest thing you should be doing with Amazon. You want to connect to the customer. You want the customer to feel like that you know what they're going through and they trust you. And when people trust you, they'll buy from it. And that's basically what I got going on with this new product. But I think the biggest thing about this product is going to make it set it apart from the other Amazon products is it has a built-in traffic source. Because most people, and you know, read yourself, most people hate Google and they hate SEO.
Yep.
I mean, people hate building backlinks. They hate trying to, you know, even people surely hate paid traffic, you know, because I mean, I used to feed the Google monster too, like I used to call it, with pay-per-click. And and if you don't know what you're doing, you're just going to be feeding the monster. So the great thing about this product is that I have a built-in traffic source that people can get up and running within 48 hours and start possibly getting sales in less than 48 hours. And that's something I have never seen before with any Amazon product. It was a built-in traffic source, a source with – now people are just – you know, a lot of sites have, you know, get traffic or whatever. But it's like, you know, information seekers or tire kickers. But the traffic source that I show people how to get is buyers. That's what you want. I don't care. I would rather have 20 people come to my website who are buyers and have 2,000 people come who are just looking for information. And this is what that traffic source does. It brings qualified buyers, qualified leads that, you know, the people who are looking for the product that you're selling. And no product offers that. So, and plus with the price I'm selling, you know, for under $7, I mean, it's but that's basically giving it away. But what I'm doing is I'm testing it on the world forum to get reviews. And then once I get my reviews, I'm going to take it to, I'm only going to have it up there for maybe less than 30 days, and I'm going to take it straight to ClickBank because I think it's that good. And I have a bunch of the top guys in the World Forum telling me, hey, look, you should just skip the World Forum and take that to ClickBank. But I don't think that's right. I think, you know, the World Forum's been good to me. I'm sure it's been good to you, Reed, and I want to give back, you know?
It's definitely always good to give back. Mm-hmm. Now, with these, you know, Amazon suggestion sites, you know, what exactly goes into that? You know, how do you do this emotional triggers with that? What is the difference between that and like just a regular blog or something that someone puts up?
The difference is we're going to be What I show you is how to find your customer, the person that who's looking for that product. I show you where to find those guys, okay? Where to find them, find out what they're talking about, find out what their concerns are, and then you take their concerns and you turn it against them, and you put it on your blog. So when they go to your website and they see, well, God, this guy's he must be talking to me. Well, that's the thing that a lot of people don't do in internet marketing. They put up their blog, they might have great content, but they're not connecting to the customer because they don't know what that customer wants to buy. They don't know what that customer is going through. I think that's the psychology of internet marketing is how can you sell something to someone that you don't know what they're going through?
Sure. Can you give like an example?
One of the best examples I can give is like, just going to Amazon sometimes. Going to Amazon, finding out what the product is, and then doing a background search on that product. And you can probably find, if you go to do a background search on that product, you can probably find forums around that product, around people who are looking for that product, forums. And then you go to those forums, and you can just find out what they're looking for in a product. The things that those emotional keys that people are actually looking for in that product, and you just take it, and you could actually take that and reword it in your own words and put it on your website. So it's like that. Say that person who goes looking for that product. They were in the forum before looking for that certain product or looking for a suggestion on that product. They go looking for that product. They go to your website, and you're speaking their language. Because they just put it in another form what they were looking for, and then they go to your website, and you're speaking their language, and you answer their questions on your suggestion site, and you ease their fears. Okay, that's one of the biggest things that people as internet marketers they fail to do is they don't know the psychology of the marketer.
Well, I mean, it really sounds like you're getting paid to help people,
and yeah.
There's no better way to make money than that.
There's no better way, brother. There's no better way. That's what we do in this business. That's what we do in this business. That's the biggest mistake new internet marketers make is they get in this to just sell or to make money. But you shouldn't come off you shouldn't come across that way. You should come across as trying to be a helper, trying to help people out. People, you know, there's a book that I read, the Power of Persuasion. I can't think of the name of the author now, but they did a test study where. You know, it was two guys. It was three guys in a room, and they were just sitting there. I guess they were doing a test or whatever. And the guy got up, and he went out. He came back, and he brought one of the guys a Coke, and he just handed the guy a Coke or whatever. And at the end of the test, he got up, and said, "Hey, you know, I'm doing a charity fundraiser. I know if you could help me out." He asked the guy he gave the Coke to. The guy felt like he felt, you know, he gave him the Coke, so the guy felt obligated, you know, to help him in his charity. And that's one of the psychologies that we're using with this product. When you help people out, they almost feel obligated to buy through your link. And that's the biggest mistake I say that a lot of internet marketers make. You have to make your visitor feel obligated to pay through your link, and that's by helping them out and not by trying to sell them something.
Sure, it's a reciprocity.
There it is. There it is. It is 100%. That's the biggest mistake that we make as internet marketers. We don't use that law, and that's what this product's all about. It's helping people find what they're looking for, and they will feel obligated to buy from you.
Nice. Now, I think earlier you said this is like under $7.
Yes, $6.97.
Nice. That's awesome. So, where does someone go about getting this product?
I'm going to be selling this on the World Forum, worldforum.com. And I think, like I said, it's going to be Wednesday at around 1 o'clock Pacific Coast time. It's going to be on the World Forum. I don't have a link now because it's not my sales thread. It's not live. But I'm sure you can put it up. I'll send it to you, Reed, if you want to put it up.
Sure, yeah. I'll put a link on after our interview right
hey,
underneath.
Cool. So it's going to be on the World Forum. And like I said, it's only going to be up for less than 30 days. I haven't decided how long it's going to be. I know it's going to be under 30 days. And then after that, I'm going to move it to clickbank.com.
It'll be a much higher price then.
I think I can, you know, I can sell this thing. The traffic source by itself, I believe, is worth hundreds of dollars. It could be a product all by itself. Like I said, and not only will this traffic source, can you use it? For my product, you can use it for any other websites that you have, other affiliate sites you have, AdSense sites you might have, other old Amazon sites you might have. It works. So I say this traffic source is worth the price of admission, brother.
Nice. Is there any chance you can give us a hint at what that traffic source is?
Just like that, it's going to be using social media. It's using a combination of Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
Cool. Sounds like a trifecta of traffic.
It's going to be great, I'm telling you. Because in this day and age, if you're not getting social media traffic, if you're not moving people off of YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, then you're not in this business, brother. You're wasting your time. But I don't want anybody to think that it's going to be complicated, because it's not. The traffic source can be put up and have it up and running within 30 minutes if you do exactly what I tell you to.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, it sounds like a really powerful product, and for under $7 is a complete no-brainer for anyone listening. So you guys, after listening to this recording, you need to go out and check out Tim's product and get it. I'm sure it's going to be awesome. You know, anything he does sells really well. I've been following him for a while on the Warrior Forum. I know Amazon is really hot right now, and this traffic source sounds incredible. So thank you, Tim. Thanks for being on the call. I really appreciate you doing this.
Thank you, Reed. Hey, Rick, thank you for all your support, Reed. You've always been helpful, and I really appreciate you backing my products. Like, I don't think I could be anywhere without you, Brandon. I really appreciate it.